This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Today in Economic Conundrums, the great state of Connecticut. The Nutmeg State is among the richest places in the country. It's second only to Washington, D.C. in per capita income. It's also home to the second largest concentration of hedge funds in the United States, along with which comes hedge funds managers and their money. And yet, Connecticut is facing a multi-billion dollar budget gap over its next two fiscal years, and there is no agreement on how to fix that. Harriet Jones reports.
Barbara Deindorfer lives in North Stonington, Connecticut. The 52-year-old cares for her older brother, John, who has severe intellectual disabilities.
Did I tell you you were going to see a friend?
Hi.
What do you say?
Hi.
Deindorfer became the full-time caretaker for her brother 2 years ago when her mother died.
We were left in a situation really where we were lost.
She reached out for help, but it was several months before she was able to locate a daycare service for him.
I remember the exact moment. And this voice came on the phone, and I tell everybody, and I can't say it without crying, because she said, look, I just want you to stop, and I'm going to take care of you.
The service she found was through a nonprofit called The Arc, which contracts with the state of Connecticut to provide care for the developmentally disabled. But now, the state may cut funding for the service.
It's no longer what services do we want to provide. It's what services can we afford to provide.
That's the Speaker of the Connecticut House of Representatives, Democrat Joe Arasimowitz. He says the current $5 billion budget cap is the result of some 8 decades of financial mismanagement in Hartford. Politicians failed to put money away to meet the pension bill for state employees.
We're paying for previous sins, and both political parties, executive branch, legislative branch, we're all guilty. But now it's time to pay, and that's our problem.
With those bills coming due, social services look likely to be hit hard. State employees have also had to give back. A recent agreement negotiated with unions could see $1.5 billion cut from the state's labor expenses over the next 2 years. But Republicans in the legislature want to limit collective bargaining and cut pension benefits even more. Darnell Ford is a union member and state worker who announced the deal at a recent rally.
Today we are gathered here to say that middle-class workers have done their part by saving the state billions of dollars. Now it's time for our legislators to do their part by asking the billionaires and the corporations to do the same.
Bruce McGuire represents some of those billionaires as president of the Connecticut Hedge Fund Association. He says the several hundred funds centered in and around Greenwich, Connecticut, manage about $750 billion in assets. Some lawmakers have been eyeing that potential piggy bank. A bill in the legislature this year would have taken aim at what's known as the capital gains tax loophole, because fund managers pay taxes on their earnings at a much lower rate than income tax. McGuire says there's an issue with that.
This is not a heavy industry, right? We're not talking about, you know, big plants and heavy equipment. We're talking about people with cell phones and Bloomberg terminals that can be very portable.
He says there would be no better way for Connecticut to encourage hedge funds to decamp to another state than to consider what the industry would see as punitive tax measures. And it appears his message is gaining traction. Speaker Arasimowitz says he's dubious that the wealthy are really fleeing this state, but raising their taxes is a political non-starter. In Hartford, I'm Harriet Jones for Marketplace.